Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 8th, 2023. I get some interesting questions from people that I have never met. People who have kind of scurried over my teachings or have watched a TV program or maybe listened to one of these podcasts that I do. And it's interesting to me what they come up with and how they envision me. I'm always very, very interested in that. And then they have some very, let's say, provoking questions. That would be the best way to put it, provoking. And I enjoy this immensely. So I want to thank you, those of you who do write. If you're ever worried about, do you offend me or do you upset me or da-da-da-da, is that appropriate? Never worry about that. I'm not easily offended at all, ever. And I'm always interested in trying to help you. So this question comes from a man who refuses to have his name mentioned on the podcast. He lives in the Midwest, that I can tell you, and he said that would be okay. So there are thousands and thousands of people in the Midwest. So that's what he's interested in, is this question. It seems to baffle him. He says it is baffling to him. And he writes and says, how far should I go to really help people? It seems that the more good you do, the more is needed. I can't seem to keep up with it all and don't know when to give and when not to. So we'll call him our mystery questioner. I'm going to answer this as hopefully as plainly as I possibly can. We live in a world of consequence. Everything is a result of a cause and effect. Everything is a matter of consequence. So we never know who is really asking for our help. It could be someone of a nature of a past life experience. It could be someone who has come to us disguised as a normal person, but really is someone else, something else. I've had all these experiences in my life, from going to India and sitting with amazing human beings, people who in those days and that age were very interested in the development of spiritual awakening and attaining to transcendence. And then there was the people that I met here. There is all sorts of causes and things to get involved in to help people. And yes, it is an endless opportunity for love. So the way I look at my service to humankind, I do things for children. I pick those little places, those cracks where giving it seems to fall through the crack. These are things like helping what I call my picker kids. Their parents pick our vegetables here in the Central Coast, and they don't make very much money. And their kids need warm clothes, clean clothes. They grow up. These kids grow up so fast. You have to keep up with all of that and their sizes. So I go out and I get tennis shoes and underwear and socks and shirts and jeans and hats for them to help them. And is this something I do as a chore? No. And that is the key to it all, my mystery questionnaire, not to make it a chore, but to make it and continue to make it a gift. I go to hospice. It's a rough experience at times. It really is, with the way the family is. Not the person just leaving, it's the family too. Do I make it a chore? No. The secret is two things: to understand that there is a divine rendezvous between you and anyone you meet, anyone you are helping, anyone. So when they come to you for help, you have to see it as an opportunity. The blessing of being able to create something other than the consequence of my normal pedestrian mentality. And Greg has a normal pedestrian mentality. I like anyone else. I don't entertain it. I don't expect it to be anything more than what it is. So it isn't like this pedestrian mentality grabs me and guides me and tells me what to do. You don't give so you don't have to give. This is the key. You give as a flow, an ebb and a flow. And you have to ask yourself, what is it about me that makes me think that some people deserve help and others do not? What is my criteria for giving? Because I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, that is the consequence of your life. However you give, it's not just what you give, it's how you give, it's both. Those formulate consequences. And my willingness to constantly look at people as they approach me for help, or they some simple things like even opening a door for someone, it really doesn't matter. Being polite on the phone with a government worker like DMV, things like that. Being kind at all times is the single most important thing I can do. And when I understand that the consequence of my giving is also a consequence in their life, then I realize I am spreading either great love and kindness in this world or not. Jesus did say, "You will always have the poor. There will always be wars and rumors of wars, and you will always have the poor." And he was right. And we live here on this planet as a consequence from our many past lives. This is where we are. This is where we find ourselves. And for us to say, "Oh, what's the use?" is a terrible and inappropriate judgment we make, consequence that eventually formulates in our life in some manner or another. And we never are bright enough to connect the dots, as it were. We just can't connect the dots. Well, what I did here is what manifested over here. I can't do it. I don't know anyone who can. So, in other words, you give because you can. Many years ago, when I was teaching formally, I would open up the, after my discourse, open up the whole thing to questions, and people would ask me, "Why should we give? Why should we give this morning?" And I would say to them, "Because you can." And they would laugh. They thought that was being funny. But the truth of the matter is, yes, you can. And as a consequence, the way you give, how you give, what you give, eventually becomes the consequence of your understanding. It becomes the consequence of your living. It becomes the consequence of everything you think, say, and do. So, it wasn't a joke when I said, "Because you can." Because you can. I have found people can afford anything they want to afford. They can. But they don't do it because they don't get it. So, the consequences have to pile up for them until they do. And then one day, in maybe this world or another world to come, they will understand, "Oh, how I give is how I receive." And once you understand that, and service to humankind, a great goodness will enfold you. I'm out of here. I hope that helped. And thank you for your beautiful question. And please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air next week. I hope you'll join me. And if you have any questions, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful one. And as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.